keeping wildfires under control. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
You might think just, I'm just out there burning my leaves, burning my brush, and you know, I'm going to go in and watch the football game. Well, you know, wind kicks up, that could get away pretty quick, and next thing you know, it's going to spread over to your neighbor's house.
Tim Phelps is Information and Education Program Specialist with the Tennessee Division of Forestry, and he and other state firefighters are hoping folks don't become complacent after moisture did finally fall in many areas of the state recently, because conditions are still extremely dry, especially in East Tennessee.
The hills of East Tennessee, because of the exceptional drought that they're still in, as well as just the general terrain of that area, when a fire gets going in there and starts spreading up a hill, it's very difficult to put out. It's difficult to get our dozers in there to create fire breaks. It creates more hazardous conditions for our firefighters.
Tim Phelps says it's important for folks that do want to burn a brush pile that they need to obtain a burning permit, which is required by state law from October the 15th until May the 15th. And you can find out more about those permits and other important safety tips by logging on to burnsafetn.org.
We have information on burn permits, who to call based on which county you're in. If you do get a burn permit, and a lot of counties are issuing burning permits right now because of that rain, and conditions are still pretty moist on the ground, but we have some tips on what rules to follow to really conduct a safe burn to help eliminate any escape fire. And again, it's real simple stuff, like right around the debris pile, rake it down to bare mineral soil so the fire can't spread away from that through the grass.
Phelps says even though much of the state has come out of the exceptional drought stage, dry conditions are returning along with serious fire threats. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.